This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has accused Iran of attacking two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman this week, a move which raised fears of a broader conflict in the region. In an interview published in a Sunday newspaper, the prince is quoted as saying Iran did not respect Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's visit to Tehran and replied to his efforts by attacking a Japanese flag tanker. The paper also quoted the crown prince as saying his country does not want a war in the region, but won't hesitate to deal with any threat to our people, our sovereignty, our territorial integrity, and our vital interests. Meanwhile, crew members from the oil tanker Front Altair, one of the two vessels attacked this week, landed in Dubai Saturday. A company spokesman said the 23 crew members were well and had been taken care of by Iranian authorities. The other damaged tanker, the Japanese-owned Kokuka Courageous, is towed to the Emirati port of Fujairah. A deadly day in Somalia and Kenya Saturday, with as many as 27 people killed in separate incidents. At least 10 people were killed and 23 others injured when a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint close to the parliament in Mogadishu. The militant group Al-Shabaab immediately claimed responsibility. Meanwhile, another car bomb went off on the road to Mogadishu Airport, but no one was injured in that blast. In the central Somali town of Galkayo, 720 kilometers from Mogadishu, 9 people were killed in a revenge attack for the Islamic group's killing of a local policeman. Across the border in Kenya, 8 Kenyan policemen were killed when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people are expected to take to the streets of Hong Kong Sunday to demand that their leader step down one day after Carrie Lam suspended an extradition bill that could send people to mainland China to face trial. At a hastily scheduled press conference, Lam told a packed room of reporters the government had halted its work on the bill so it could gather more feedback.
The council will halt its work in relation to the bill until our work in communication, explanation, and listening to opinions is completed.
Civil human rights front activist Bonnie Leung said Saturday the international community has a big stake in this dispute and it needs to act.
So we urge all the individuals, chambers of commerce, workers, students, who have any related to Hong Kong, you must keep concerning about our situation and keep voicing out, not only for the sake of Hong Kong people, but also for your own sake.
Violent clashes on Wednesday broke out when police fired rubber bullets and tear gas at protesters, and they forced some banks to shut branches near the protest site in the heart of the city's financial hub. The Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris hosted its first Catholic Mass on Saturday, exactly 2 months after a devastating blaze destroyed the building's roof and spire. The Archbishop of Paris, Michel Aupetit, led the service, which was attended by about 30 people. Priests and worshippers wore hard hats to protect themselves against possible falling debris. The Mass was held in a small side chapel, which was deemed to be safe. Italian film director Franco Zeffirelli died Saturday at the age of 96. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Franco Zeffirelli once likened himself to a sultan with a harem of 3, film, theater, and opera. And he made it his mission to make culture accessible to the masses.
Come death and welcome, Juliet wills it so.
Finding inspiration for his films in Shakespeare, with his acclaimed 1968 production of Romeo and Juliet.
Have you forgotten me?
No, by the rude, not so.
In a 1990 Hamlet starring Mel Gibson.
And would it were not so, you are my mother.
And he also produced operas for television audiences with New York's Metropolitan Opera. Zeffirelli died at his home in Rome Saturday at age 96. I'm Ben Thomas.
And Syrian state television reported a huge explosion at a military ammunition depot west of Damascus. Sana'a said the depot was in the Dumar residential area and the blast was caused by wildfires. For more, be sure to visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.